So for those who are fully, I gotta hide behind this building. Goddamn. Alright, for those of you who kind of follow my quasi saga, my bad, I haven't really been the mental space to be posting or publishing journal entries, but for a variety of reasons, you know, for a variety of reasons, I know that's not really revealing, but it is what it is, you know. Now that I've recorded this one, I might record another one before bed. I'm just going on a walk, you know what I mean? Hope everybody's handling themselves well during this second, or I guess third, whatever, however you want to look at it, lockdown. Hope y'all are, with the already kind of Christmas-induced anxiety, I hope that y'all are maintaining. Because I know it's fucked up. You have dependents, and yet of your dependents, you are the one experiencing a number of life-altering, life-defining, life-changing breakdowns, all of which, and all of these things are overlapping with you having to be the person to go secure supplies. Like, it's fucked. But this is what you do. Especially when you're doing this for the people who aren't really shitting on you, you know what I mean? Throughout all this. So it is what it is. But my head ain't been in this game. My head has not been in this game at all. So, until it gets back to that level. Is there a beef happening right now? There was a beef in the mall earlier. In the tense post-lockdown, everybody's lining the fuck up. You know what I mean? Dude, 10 guards had to go cuff a dude, drag him out. I'm like, damn, before Christmas? Because that means something, right? Oh, well. It is what it is. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace. So this is the second day of feeling up to a higher standard. We'll carry on with these, with the general kind of discussion about lockdown and how people are dealing with it. How people are once again going to have to deal with isolation. How people are going to have to learn to get comfortable in their living quarters. How your grand, well, one of the three grand gatherings is fucked. You know what I mean? It is what it is. It is what it is. I sense that there's a greater desperation based off of businesses that were already struggling to maintain some level of profitability and hoping to bounce back. Ugh, it's kind of over. Obviously, this this comes down to, was your business seasonal? Were you already gonna close in the winter, et cetera, et cetera? Can your business go a lot, all those things? It was never that clear, you know? It was never that clear for a lot of people. Even curbside pickup was like fucking with people, man. But I feel like this is like shit that I was talking back when. This is shit that I was talking back. Oh boy. So I got sent to go to this one store, and of course, the line. Now, well, I'll get coffee first. It's a bad line, though. And now it's like a mini whiteout. We'll see how things transpire. And as I said, I hope you all are maintaining through this. We've lost many people to this shit, man. The sickness itself, the sickness itself, the depression, the mental health, the lack of resources. All this is at the fore. Oh yeah, I want to specifically address the being terrorized at night during your sleep through fucking weird ass dreams. Most likely because of some med you're taking. Or the adjustment of a cocktail of meds. That's just fucking terrorizing, yo. That shit is not fun. For lack of a better expression. That shit is not fun. And that shit will drive you, like, if you keep going down that road every single night and you're terrorized in your sleep, dying to wake up. I'm already someone who don't like sleep. Like, oh man. So if you don't like sleep, pay attention. Next. Situations unfolding with, I ain't gonna go too deep into this, but situations unfolding with quote unquote CAS here. Other parts of the country, it's CFS. You know, it's Child Protective Services, Children's Aid Society, Child and Family Services, all that. I seem to have been lucky. It ain't so much luck. It's less luck and more I was able to dodge unnecessary bullshit that a lot of people put themselves through. I removed myself from the situation. Supervised visits. Girl's doing good. And everything is everything? No, it's not yet. I won't be back in my own residence though, probably. New Year's. Which is fucked up. Where it is, where it is. Cops didn't need to be involved, in hindsight. They themselves said it. But, I mean, hey, I ain't going deep in that. I'm just saying, cops did not need to be involved in what was going down. Well, you learn certain things, right? Like, you have to be of the if these people are gonna roll up on you, you need to have the presence of mind. I was not in the proper presence of mind. Ooh, Tim Hortons is dead. That constant state of limbo can drag and drag and drag and drag. We live in a world of expedited shit. However, things will drag. Or I should say, we've been spoiled by having expedited ways of doing things. But damn, shit drags. To be fair, every time Christmas rolls around, I'm like, all right, I'm done. New Year's, let's get it going. The hyper-commercialization of Xmas don't do it for me. I know it does it for others. But there's plenty of us that go through bullshits. And there's some good to be had, you know. You link up with people you haven't, but this year is different, right? So, can't entirely bank on it. Oh well. J. just find some kind of routine within the nonsense. Find some routine within the bullshit. You find a way to expand whatever you were doing, and sometimes it backfires. Seemingly a failure, but not really. Just move on. Some things may haunt you, but hey, who ain't been haunted at some point or the other? Luckily, I hammered out a bunch of admin shit, which is what these periods are good for. A bunch of time, bunch of admin shit, which results in you getting paid, by the way. And it's all gravy. Today's a better day. Hope today's a better day for most. And if it's not, I strongly advise the booze and I saw us driving down the street, I seen 3 liquor stores lined the fuck up. Same as yesterday too. And I'm thinking, however we need to self-medicate to get through these times cannot be judged. But it's also indicative of some shit down the line. They were throwing them stats around about domestic abuse and child abuse and divorce and family breakdown. It's no wonder. It is absolutely no wonder. I think a lot of people would rather if I think this is what's told to be in courses. They'd rather just black out this period and forget like that shit ever happened. Like forget like 2020 ever happened, you know. And you know, might as well write off 2021 and 2022 will be it. 2022 will be the redeeming year. It's always the next year or the next 2 years. Oh boy. Now, well, if there are strategic plans that lead to a 2022 being the year, then so be it. But 2020 should have showed us that shit can disappear quick. Shit can get shut down quick. So, we cannot rely on waiting for the next, what is perceived in our heads to be grand moments. Nor would I over indulge in reading about shit online that's like, so and so created a $50 million business by, you know, doing A, B, C through D. And it's kind of like there's a lot of details left out of that. But hey, whatever, man. It is what it is. So with that said, my philosophizing is coming into an end, bruh. It's coming to an end, ladies and gentlemen. Oh boy. They don't ice this fucking hood at all. It's all good. Just hope y'all maintain. As I've been saying, maintain, do what you gotta do. It's a bit more of an isolating time. Some people are totally shunning that public health directive. I understand. I understand. I'm just trying to not be the immunocompromised dude who gets fucked over, and B, pass some shit on to somebody. So, it is what it is. But in any case, I shall talk to y'all later. Peace.